This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department on Monday announced charges against three Chinese intelligence officers and a Chinese computer hacker. The charges were in connection with an unlawful cyber campaign that pilfered trade secrets and confidential information from dozens of companies, universities, and government entities in the United States and 11 other countries between 2011 and 2018. The theft included information about sensitive technologies that were, quote, of significant economic benefit to China's companies and commercial sectors, the department said. It added that the hackers targeted research institutes and universities to steal infectious disease research on Ebola, MERS, and HIV/AIDS. The announcement came as the administration of President Joe Biden and its allies formally attributed a massive cyber attack on the Microsoft Exchange server email software earlier this year to hackers tied to China's Ministry of State Security. President Biden says he's to receive a detailed report Tuesday about the role China's civilian intelligence agency played in using ransomware to extort American businesses. He told reporters at the White House Monday that U.S. experts are still determining exactly what happened. He said the investigation is not finished. Haiti's acting prime minister says he's stepping down to make way for a political challenger who has more international backing. Claude Joseph, who has been acting prime minister since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7th, told the Washington Post he was going to leave office. Ariel Henry, a 71-year-old neurosurgeon, will take his place, but when Joseph would step down was unclear. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Foreign diplomatic missions in Afghanistan called for the Taliban on Monday to cease its military offensive, saying it runs counter to claims the insurgent group wants a negotiated settlement to the war. The collective call comes a day after the Taliban and senior envoys representing the Afghan government ended a two-day meeting in Doha, Qatar, on Sunday, without reporting any significant progress on peace talks. 15 missions, including the United States and the NATO envoy in Afghanistan, said in a joint statement that the insurgent violence, quote, thwarts efforts to arrive at a negotiated solution to the conflict and harms and displaces the civilian population. The statement added, the Taliban's offensive is in direct contradiction to their claim to support a negotiated settlement of the conflict and to the Doha peace process. It was widely anticipated the Doha meeting over the weekend would produce a temporary mutual ceasefire to allow war-weary Afghans to peacefully celebrate the Muslim festival of Eid starting on Tuesday, but a post-meeting joint statement made no mention of a halt to the escalating Afghan hostilities. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, says Belarus has detained its correspondent Alestashinsky as President Alexander Lukashenko continues to crack down on independent media. Dashinsky's relatives told RFE/RL that police detained him on July 16th after his apartment in Minsk was searched. His computer, telephone, a hard drive, several flash memory sticks, and a bank card were confiscated. Dashinsky's detainment came the same day as police and security forces raided the offices and homes of several independent journalists across Belarus, including the offices of RFE/RL in Minsk. The raids resulted in the detention of several people, including two other RFE/RL correspondents. The media accreditation for all three journalists were annulled in October as Lukashenko waged a campaign against dissent and free media. This followed a disputed presidential election in August that the opposition and many Western nations say was rigged. Police in Britain are calling Monday Freedom Day. It's the day all pandemic-related social restrictions are lifted. Social distancing and mask wearing are no longer required within British borders, but Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday that beginning at the end of September, proof of vaccination will be required to enter nightclubs and other venues where large crowds gather. He said proof of a negative COVID test will no longer be enough. And Johnson himself is spending Freedom Day in quarantine after Britain's health minister tested positive for COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.